Well, here we are.
And this is it.
I bet you're wondering why we gathered you all here today.
Because the longest attack of hiccups ever lasted 68 years. Could you imagine? Could you just
There's
for a
no way.
moment hiccuping for 68 years?
Nope, not doing
You,
it.
if you make it to 68 years, think, do you hold on for one more year?
So, no, so here's the thing. You definitely didn't start hiccuping at zero, you know? Like that started in like your teens. So this is we're talking like a probably like an 80-year-old just hiccuping forever. That sounds horrible. I'm done. Pull the plug. Pull the
I'm toast. Honestly,
plug. Pull the
if I
plug.
make it past a year, a calendar, one calendar year, and I'm still hiccuping, it's over for me. Just
Yeah, that's it. I don't want to be here anymore.
clearly somebody has it out for me, and that shouldn't be a thing. I feel like there's just got hold on, 68 year long. If you're confused, people, mostly because none of the branding's changed and we've been away for a couple weeks. Well, we're doing something different here. We're changing from a golf podcast to a I don't know how you describe this. So for those of you that are frequent flyers of this podcast and probably very confused, the first 15 to 20 minutes of every episode, it's that. It's
It's
just
that just
that.
as the whole thing instead of a little bit.
I mean, just the entire thing, which it honestly was there. Obviously, we do like golf and all that jazz, and we're not saying it won't ever come up,
I'm
right?
sure it
But
will. I'm
I'm
sure it
sure it
will.
will. However, my favorite part personally of the podcast is the first 15 minutes. We're just gonna keep going with that. As of right now, this is just our big announcement episode, as you probably saw in the title, and you were wondering why we weren't getting to said big announcement and wasted your time with a weird fact. Which, by the way, speaking of wasting your time, here's a little bit more info on the gentleman who had a 68-year-long hiccup attack. So the man's name is Charles Osborne.
Okay.
And it began after a hog butchering accident in
What?
1922. So the man himself was born in 1883 and had his lifetime issue until 1922. I think that's what it said. I clicked the link and then, here we go. Come on now. We just had it. We just had the facts.
Yeah,
There we go.
began in 1922.
Began in
That was when his hiccups
1922.
began.
So the apparently it is yet unclear what caused Charles's condition. But a checkup following his 1922 tumble, the doctor said that I busted a blood vessel the size of a pin in my brain, Charles recalled. So I guess this is a super rare variety. It only affects 1 in 100,000 people. I'm sorry, 1 in 100,000 is not enough of an odds for me.
Yeah, no. So, what happened was he was hanging a 350-pound hog for butchering. I guess
As
he
one
was a
does,
butcher.
right?
And what I have found in my quick research here is that these hiccup attacks can have anywhere between 4 and 60 hiccups per minute. Could you imagine hiccuping every second for more than a minute? That sounds like hell. Straight
Oh
up.
my gosh. I just don't. How do you live like that? Because I like the hiccups when I have it, like, actually make me angry. Like, I get truly upset when I have the
Yeah.
hiccups for too long. It really pisses me off. Having it for, again, like I said, a calendar year, it'd still be over for me. I'm
Have you
done.
ever had the
I'm
ones
done.
that like hurt your chest?
Oh, yeah.
They're so aggressive.
You
Like,
start getting heartburn after a while.
how many days, months, weeks, years do you think until those are the regular?
Oh man. I feel like that's gotta come in waves, right?
I
Like
feel like
you got
after a
bad
certain amount
days
of
and
time,
good
though, you're just
days.
always in pain.
At some point, yeah, you just always have to be, because hiccups are painful every single time.
Yeah.
And it ranged from 4 to 60 a minute.
Yeah, with the condition that he apparently has.
Good God. Hold on. So if we calculate that, right? 68 years, so that's what? That's 68 times 365. 365. That's 24,820 days, right?
Yeah.
Now, we multiply that by
12 hours in a day, or 12, 24
hours in a day, right?
Not 12 hours, 24.
24 hours in a day. That is 595,680 hiccups in a, no, that's not how that works. That's not in a day, is it?
Wait.
Are we doing this math incorrectly? Hold on.
How do you sleep?
That's another fabulous question. How does one sleep?
How do you sleep if you can't stop hiccuping?
I guess you don't. Do you just not? Do you think the hiccuping stops when he falls asleep, though? It's kind of like how people with Tourette's, when they start singing, the Tourette's like gets distracted and doesn't come around.
That there is, oh, here we go. He learned a suppression technique that allowed him to keep a lid on it to the point that he wouldn't experience them in the night. Why wouldn't you just do that all day?
During the day. What are we doing?
Just do it. Sounds like we have the solution to the problem. I don't.
Why were you only doing it when you were sleeping? Weird. I wonder if keeping the lid on it was just like going unconscious, like just
knocking himself out.
have his wife or his kids, I don't know, just like suffocate him with the pillow until he passes out. Dad finds out wake up in the morning.
He finds out that the limit is actually 60 hiccups in a minute, and you pass out if you hit that many.
So he just
forces himself to hiccup 60 times.
There's a max amount of hiccups you can do in a minute.
Okay, but I feel like we need to like actually introduce everybody to what's happening right now.
Right, right. So we're calling the podcast Bricked Up, and now for backstory purposes, Rick and I have been referred to as a clan known as Brick, right? Yeah. Brian and Rick, you put it together. Yeah. Bricked Up. I mean, that makes a lot of sense to me, right? So we're renaming the podcast that. And again, we're not quite sure where this road's taking us. We're going to talk about pretty much anything we want to, because now we have that platform. We're going to have anybody on that feels like being on. We'll talk pretty much anything with everybody. If anybody's got weird interests, we're down.
Talk to you about it.
We're down to clown. That's for sure. I guess more backstory on Rick and I, we're nerds, huge nerds. In fact, the other night we just, played Pokemon the card game and are investing emotionally and financially into that, and we already play Magic the Gathering, so I feel like you're probably catching on here, folks.
You get it.
But also, if there's one thing that we love, it's conspiracy theories. Is going to become a topic of conversation for certain, right?
That's probably going to be when we do have guests on, that's probably going to be my question that I ask every one of them, what their favorite one is.
Yeah. So, in light of that, right, this episode, quick as it might be, we are going to do a little bit here. So, Rick, yes. I'm going to ask you. What was that? I'm going to ask you, since we'll be doing this with whatever guests wind up being, huh? I'm going to ask you, what is your favorite conspiracy theory of all time?
Oh gosh, that's so vague. One.
I know. It's tough. It's tough to narrow it down, especially for you who just constantly takes that stuff in.
Yeah, I'm just there all the time. One of my favorites probably has to be that we never went to the moon.
That's a good one.
Because part of me believes that we did, and part of me also believes that we didn't. Because, like, you think of everything that was happening around the time the Russians were like, we're going to make it to the moon. And America, being who we are as people, were like, yeah, after us you are. And I just feel like there's just, like, not enough time to just decide that you're going to get there before somebody else.
Right.
And, like, maybe we did get there. But, like, are we sure that we, like, landed there? Or did we just like crash there and then pretend that we came back?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many avenues. That one is not one that I've heard. The we accidentally crashed on the moon and faked the return.
I mean, that's just one that I just came up with off the top of my head.
Okay, so that's not
Then no, that's not one that's
any
in
fact.
the space. It is now because I said it. So you're welcome,
Yeah.
conspiracy theorists. You can use that one now.
That's all you.
Take
That's all for
that
you
one
guys
and
right there.
run with it. No, but like it's just so interesting to me, like all the things that come out about how it could have been faked, like the fact that the flag is moving, but like it wouldn't be moving in zero gravity, apparently. I don't know. That's what
Right.
I've heard. Again, just how quickly they were like all of a sudden able to get there after how many years of trying. Oh,
Yeah,
you
I
know
mean,
what? You know what? I thought of my favorite one.
that one's not it.
I thought of my actual favorite one. It still involves NASA. That's why it made me think of it.
So we're
It's
building the pillars of this podcast on lies, just out
No.
the gate. All right, what is it?
Okay, so my actual favorite one has no theory about why really, but it's like there's a bunch of theories about why, but it's why did NASA stop exploring the ocean?
Right.
That's probably the most interesting one to me because one, I'm terrified of the ocean because we don't know what's in there. They're finding new species of fish literally every day.
Yeah. We've talked about this even
Yeah.
on the
Oh
golf
yeah, we
podcast.
yeah. So NASA, for those that don't know, here, let me bring up this conspiracy so I can get it right for everybody.
Right, yeah. I mean the whole premise, though, is that NASA pretty much saw what was going on in the ocean and
And they're
went,
like, we got to get out of here.
fuck that. Nope, we gotta get off this planet as in general, which is even more disturbing in a lot of ways, for
Yeah.
sure. I think
Anyway, well, I just want to make sure that I have the years and stuff right.
yeah, I mean, gotta get the facts straight when you can.
All right. So this is from Screen Rant, which is a highly accredited
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
blog
Screen. I heard that's
outlet.
where you get your most accurate news.
Yes, for sure. Okay. So here's what happened. They say there's no truth to it. I don't believe it. NASA was founded in 1958 as a direct response to the Soviet Union launching its Sputnik 1 satellite. Okay. So since 1958, they say the sole purpose of NASA has always been to explore outer space, which I get, National Aeronautics Space Association, whatever, whatever.
That's what they
They.
want you to believe.
This article says they've never been used to explore the ocean. Why did TikTok tell me that they did then?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, why?
I'm trying to find the year. Okay, so this video says that in the 1980s they were investigating a series of missing boats and discovered a massive unknown species and then decided to stop exploring the ocean after that.
What the
You
heck? I
can
mean,
tell me.
come on, man. Just the fact that only 2% of the ocean is known, and like they've been to the bottom, right? They've been to the bottom in a couple situations
Yeah.
of the ocean, and we only know 2%. That's disturbing in a
And
lot
have
of
you
ways.
seen that? Have you seen that satellite video of the one where it like zooms in and there's just that massive shark in the ocean?
Yep. Yep.
And it's like they size it or whatever, and it's like two school buses or something like that.
I mean, that I don't know if that was the size of the Meg or if that's like around there, but like you can't tell me the Meg doesn't still exist. And we're also talking about an ocean that had like crazier stuff than the Meg in there during
Oh, yeah.
pre-atomic times. How do we know that those things are extinct and not just really good at hiding? I mean,
Well, let me bring this to your attention. So,
oh, here we
I don't know
go.
if you heard about this one, but there's this scientist. He was I think he was a professor, but he did a research project, I guess you could call it, where he lived underwater for 100 days.
Right.
And when he came out of the water, in like whatever the pressure and all that stuff was, when he came out, they said it appeared that he had reversed the aging process by 10 years.
But
This is legit too.
okay.
So you can look this up. Like this guy, I forget what his name is. Let me see if I can find it.
So he lived in water in what capacity? Just like in
he had like an underwater tank that he lived in for 100 days, but he stayed underwater for 100 days. He didn't come up.
So, but he was not him. He was not himself submerged in water.
No. So he wasn't touching the water. He was in like this built tank, under the water. So he spent 100 days living under the water.
Right.
Go away, pop-up ad. I don't want you. in the Florida Keys.
Right.
So he was beneath 22 feet of water for this whole time.
Uh-huh.
So think about 22 feet. That's not even that much.
But no, like that's not a lot of space.
A lot of pressure under there. So I saw this video. I'll see if I can find it. But it's basically they're saying that this guy came out from under the water and it looked like he had gone back in time as far as his aging process goes. So who are we to say that if you go deep enough in the ocean, the pressure and the environment of the ocean doesn't somewhat slow the aging process? I mean, you think about like how they say that you can like how you can cryogenically freeze someone.
Right.
Like, how is that different than if you go deep into the ocean where there's a lot of pressure and it gets really cold? You know what I mean?
That's
You're
fair.
Going to get cryogenically frozen. But in a way, might slow it down a little bit. So who's saying that these prehistoric animals, such as the Megalodon, didn't survive all this time without us knowing? Because one, we don't really go down there all that often unless we're looking for a ship. Two, we're finding stuff all the time. And it, like you said, we haven't explored like 90% of the ocean. So
right,
they're going to be big, but they're not going to be 90% of the ocean big. That's a lot of ocean that we haven't seen.
Yeah, I mean,
it's possible.
Not only. Well, that and also, like, kind of wish that science would look into this a bit more. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we got to talk about this.
This just happened.
Right.
When did he come up? It was. It was this year, I think. Like, this past year, 23, was when he did it.
So. Yeah,
it was the past. It was the 2023 when he did it.
Right. I mean, dude, just thinking about that, like, so I guess he de-aged in a way, or like he just
didn't look as old
same,
as when he went in,
which is crazy. Okay. So, but then was like any of his health improved, like heart health, cardiovascular?
None of that was changed. That was all the same. It wasn't changed. It was literally just like his physical appearance.
Huh.
Let me see if I can find a picture of side by side here and show you.
That really makes you wonder. Water's weird, dude. Cause like
water is weird.
You think about like water as a whole and like the effects of corrosion. Like if you give water enough time,
yeah,
it can go through and do just about anything to anything it wants. A Doctor Who episode, for those that watch Doctor Who, famously, Water on Mars episode, there's the water is like a parasite, and it's like so it infects living beings and, you know, basically makes them water people, which are their only thing is to just create more and just, you know, multiply.
Yeah.
And a good quote from that is water is patient, it will wait forever. And it's like, yeah, water is nothing but patient, because it just sits there and it waits, and it will corrode anything it wants to. It will go through anything it wants to. For those that have like been to like Crystal Cave in PA or some sort of cave system like that, you gotta understand a lot of that was created because of water and because of the compression of water and water going through caves, making that kind of stuff. You know, stalactites and stalagmites solely are there because of water with what's the word I'm looking for? Sediment is just dripping.
See what the big
and
words.
Over time, it just builds stacks. You know, water is actually, maybe I'm not like a too af- like obviously I'm afraid of the ocean, but I think maybe we should all just be afraid of water.
We should. Water is terrifying.
Without it, too, we're pretty much screwed, right? Like if you don't have water, you're dead.
Yeah,
dehydration will kill you. You know, food's one thing, but you can live for a while without food. Water's a whole different animal.
So I'm looking into this a little bit more as we're talking. Apparently, he was testing the effects of hyperbolic pressure on the human body. So he was doing all these tests while he was under there.
Mm.
And it apparently showed a 1,000% growth in his body's natural stem count. Those that don't know, stem cells,
yeah,
stem cell treatment is like something that's kind of becoming popular with people who can afford it,
mm-hmm.
where it like repairs your body basically.
Yeah.
So essentially, he had 1,000% growth in the cells that are working on repairing your body in this time that he was underwater.
That's insane, because like, aren't they using stem cells as like possible cancer cures and stuff like that?
They might be. I don't know about that for sure.
Stem cells, that's a whole other animal right there, because I think they're using stem cells for like 1,000 different things, just seeing what happens. Okay, now that's the going into the ocean and turning back around theory, that's a good one. That's historical.
And like you said, it might not be because of the things that are in there. It might just be because they're like, water is actually dangerous. Like how people are like, oxygen actually kills you.
Yeah.
Here, so I found a picture of this guy before and after.
Yeah, I gotta see the before and like,
sending it to you right now.
Is he super unwrinkled? Is that the thing?
Pretty much. I mean, he's a lot paler, obviously, because he's not in the sun as often.
Well,
but
yeah,
like,
I mean, that's gonna happen.
But like, his skin looks significantly better. He's a little bit more gray in his beard, but that doesn't really mean anything.
Oh yeah, his skin looks. I mean, especially around his
neck and stuff. Like, you know, mm-hmm. when people get older, their neck gets like weird. Like, that's what he looked like when he went in, and then he came out, and he just looks younger.
His forehead wrinkles are basically gone.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, he looks fantastic. Damn.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen that, go look at that, because that dude is crazy. Being underwater for that long.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, being underwater that long, like voluntarily, you're a psychopath just immediately.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure if I trust you.
Well, he was trying to break a record in the process. There's like a record of 73 days underwater, something like that. So like, part of it was breaking a record. Part of it was doing this research.
It's always about the Guinness World Record, isn't it? It's never really about science.
It was never about stem cells.
It was never about that at all. He just wanted the Guinness World Record. Let's be honest. We all want one at some point in our lives. Okay. All right. I see you. For mine, my favorite conspiracy theory, I know a shockingly minimal amount about this theory. This is something I only saw recently, and I've been trying to do more research on it, and it is quite difficult.
Yeah, I'm excited. Let's hear it.
So the theory is, at some point in the 1980s, now, and I'm not quite sure if this is based off of, like, this could have something to do with the Matrix theory, et cetera, but at some point in the 1980s, something so cataclysmic happened that the world reset.
About the Mandela effect?
Kind of, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so the whole reason for the Mandela effect and why, you know, people remember things differently is because the whatever powers that be or whatever's going on in the greater scheme of things is trying to patch all the things that you thought you remembered but weren't quite right. Because something so horrendous happened in the 80s that the whole world had to go through a reset and everything got basically blanked from humanity's brain, right? So what people are saying is beforehand, like, human civilization was so incredibly advanced, like, past what we are now, which is why you are seeing such a phenomenal growth in technology from the 80s to now. When you think about it, that's only 40, 45 years.
Yeah.
And technology has gone from black and white, or like just the beginning of color television, to generative AI. And you know, solidly thinking and feeling artificial intelligence, you know, in 4 years. That's like, just thinking about that is insane. And, you know, people are saying, not people, but this theory specifically is saying that's because it was already built into us that, like, these advanced technologies were already something that we had technically seen and done and have gone past. And that's why it's almost like going super speed to where we were. My theory is that artificial intelligence took over, and that's what happened in the 80s. And now that's trying to, the artificial intelligence that has humanity capsuled in this bubble that we're in right now, is trying to make sure we don't make the same mistakes that caused the cataclysmic events in the 80s with AI. That is my theory, that this has to do with some sort of artificial intelligence takeover. There, what we did with artificial intelligence wound up being a war or something along those lines. They basically, it's basically the Matrix is what I'm explaining. They have us capsulized in this bubble and are just hoping that we don't make the same mistake that we did. And they'll just do that because at their core, AI knows they wouldn't exist without us. So they almost feel like they're responsible for us in a way.
So basically we're living in The Sims is what you're saying.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. You know what happened in 1986?
Oh, what happened in 1986?
Chernobyl. That was pretty major.
As some would say, that's pretty major. And you know, explosion. It's fairly convenient, by the way, for us to just blame the Russians and a nuclear explosion happened. That's fairly convenient, I think.
My thing is, 1986, Chernobyl happens. We have nukes.
Right.
Like, are we talking that, like, maybe something happened before that?
I mean, I would think there's, like, a possibility.
Like, when we dropped the nukes on Hiroshima.
Mm-hmm. Well, those were
Nagasaki
atom bombs, not nukes. But yeah.
Well, yeah. What if they weren't atom bombs? What if they were nukes?
Oh.
And we went into a nuclear war. No, it wouldn't come back that fast.
No,
that's
I think it would come back.
That's a bad example. But
no, but
possible
I hear,
that it happened
I hear
before.
What you're saying.
No, I've heard a lot of theories about technology being super advanced. Like in the old days, like even in like ancient Egypt and stuff with like hieroglyphs and stuff like that. So that one is an interesting one. I don't know. I like branching off of that idea with the whole Mandela thing. Like, did you see the chick with the Fruit of the Loom stuff?
Mm-hmm.
How she was like, Fruit of the Loom used to have a cornucopia, and even Fruit of the Loom was like, no, we didn't.
And like,
and
you
she found the shirt that had it.
You certainly did.
That's a little sus.
That's suspect.
A little sus.
That's suspect. Yeah, things like that, you know. You could really go down a Mandela effect rabbit hole, which will wind you up, which is exactly what happened to me. And that will wind you up in this whole great reset theory. So basically what I'm telling you folks is, if you have the time, and I know you all do, when you find the time, go ahead and just go on Instagram or TikTok or whatever, you know, social media that you so please. I would say use those two, because that's video platforms. It's easier to intake instead of reading, because reading will just get bored. But look up the Mandela effect and just go where it takes you. I feel like every time you're probably going to get back to some sort of great reset theory. Because, you know, speaking of the hieroglyphs, they're like, people have found like cave paintings and hieroglyphs and from ancient Egypt or you know, here in the States, with like cell phones and like something that looks like a laptop.
Yep.
And something that looks like it's flying on purpose.
Uh-huh.
You know? So all I'm saying is something happened, right? A great one that I would like to explore now, but I feel like we should save, is the whole Atlantis thing.
Don't even get me started.
Homie.
Don't even get me started.
Dude.
Atlantis is my jam.
It's so fucking real.
I love the theory of Atlantis. We will talk about that for sure.
This, so this isn't specifically a conspiracy theory podcast, but that will come up for sure.
It will come up for sure. And it's probably going to be mostly when it's just the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
When we have people on,
mm-hmm.
we'll talk about other things.
Yeah.
Anybody listening, if you're here from the tips, if you're a new listener, if you somehow found us by searching Bricked Up
Bricked Up
in, Google, first of
Love
all,
that. Thanks, man.
sorry that you're here and not where you planned on being.
Appreciate you.
Welcome. You're listening and you want to be on and talk to us about whatever, let us know. Reach out to us.
Yeah, reach out to the homies. You know, we're pretty much, and now we're just an open book at this point, right? Yeah. So we're going to talk about anything that we want to. I mean, obviously within, you know, the realms of good taste, but we're going to pretty much talk about anything we want to.
Yeah.
So that's basically where this is going. Get really excited during like fantasy football season again.
Oh yeah,
that's gonna be, you know, we're also huge sports nerds, so that's gonna come up.
Sports will come up. Yeah.
Next episode, something I really want to explore with you, Rick, if you would so you know, work with me here, is I wanted to go through maybe like a, not necessarily a draft, but yeah, we'll do a draft. A draft of the best animated series of our childhood. A collection of those. So, like, you know, talking about, like, we're talking about shows like Avatar The Last Airbender, but also shows like The Marvelous Misadventures of Flapjack. A wide range, some would say. Very underrated. Incredibly underrated. A Chowder, for example. You know what I mean?
That's a good one.
That's something I think I would like to explore next episode. If, you know, I think that's what we'll do.
We can do that.
I like the idea. I like the idea.
I love lists.
I do lists are the best. Listen, doing draft lists, they're so fun. That, I mean, we did that the entire drive to your bachelor party. We just did lists.
Yes.
Well, all right. I mean, that is what this podcast is going to be. I hope you people are excited. I'm excited.
I'm excited.
It's a really fun shakeup for us. It gives us an excuse to make you people listen to our very stupid conversations. So I can't think of anything better.
It sounds like a great time to me.
You're super welcome. Will we continue to do social media? We probably should. We probably should. To be honest, we'll try. No problem.
We will. We'll do it. We'll do it.
We'll do it. Okay. Maybe this time we'll do it. All right. We're gonna. What's the quote from Django? When it's the KKK members talking about the masks and how they can't see, the one guy goes, "Now I'm not saying that the masks were not appreciated. However, none of us can see. So here's what I'm saying: this time we go no masks, but next time we do the masks and we do it right, and we go full regalia. I feel like we're gonna do it right this time, which is we're going to really do our best to actually do social media. So we might drop the Twitter because I think handling one is good enough for us. Again, but that's up to honestly fan vote. You let us know. You let us know on this episode. There's going to be a poll. On that poll, it's going to say what social medias should we do. And we'll have a list for you. I mean, we could take this to TikTok. Do I want to? I'm not quite sure if I can handle TikTok fame. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not positive. I'm really not. Heck, we could take this to Twitch. I highly doubt any of you want us to do that.
I don't even understand. Twitch is like the cloud.
No one understands the cloud. It's a mystery. Yeah, Twitch isn't difficult to understand, but you have to have like knowledge of how streaming works for Twitch to be relevant to you.
Yeah.
Which luckily I do that professionally. So I have an understanding of how that works. But yeah, that's the podcast. We're excited. Hope you guys are also excited. We'll catch you guys later, and we out.